Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Former Falcons QB and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst?
Bo wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Dave Archer is joining us, and our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, I know it was a shorter week, so what's the vibe been like up at Flowery Branch as you get ready to head to San Francisco?
Yeah, it's been good, Allie. Good practice. Spent yesterday out there with the team, and they got some cool wrinkles that they're going to throw at the 49ers. Did get an extra day of rest. I thought that was an interesting thing. I'm so used to when I was playing, you know, as soon as you get out of a short week like that, you're immediately back to work and you get Tuesday off. But Raheem gave them an extra day on Wednesday. They responded yesterday with what seemed to me, and, you know, everybody's going to say, hey, it was a great practice, but I thought they were running around and bouncing around. It was good to see Darnell Mooney out there, you know, catching balls. I know he was listed as limited on the injury report, but he looked like he was flying around to me. So that was cool to see Storm Norton getting some work on the side. So, yeah, I think that these guys are ready to go to the West Coast and try to get another win.
Arch, we've been talking about the question of, you know, Allie asked us earlier, is there one of the two quarterbacks for the San Francisco that could play? Which one would you kind of rather face? I don't really know how to answer the question because I think they both present different problems for you as a defense. What issues do each of these guys present for defenses?
Well, the problem is, Bo, is both of them are banged up. So if Purdy were healthy, then Purdy presents the athletic piece to it. Now he's not going to run around like Josh Allen is or Jaden Daniels, but he does have the ability to get out of the pocket and run for first downs, and the bootleg game becomes a little bit more alive with him because of his ability, just because of his athleticism. Mac Jones is really beat up. He's got a shoulder injury. He's got a knee that he's nursing. Anybody that's been watching the 49ers over the last couple of weeks, he's gone down and gotten up really slow a couple of times. You almost thought that he wasn't going to be able to get back in the game. But he's played really, really well. Obviously, the way they're throwing the ball, they're throwing the ball at an unbelievable clip, leading the league and throwing the football. So he's distributing the ball extremely well. So, you know, 6-1, half dozen the other a little bit. You know, I don't think Purdy would be – if they put him in the game, he's obviously healthy enough, I would assume, to do – some of their bootleg stuff and athletic stuff, but based on what I'm reading about him. You guys are seeing the same stuff. He did some yesterday, but it didn't seem like they were overly enthused about what they saw. What that does is just takes some of the athleticism out of the position a little bit. Now they're throwing the ball at a really high clip, and again they're missing a bunch of receivers. Kittle comes back, so that's kind of what I'm seeing at the quarterback spot.
Dave Archer hanging out with us, previewing the Falcons against San Francisco coming up on Sunday Night Football. And Arch, we had a question earlier. It's Fair Foul Friday. Allie presented the question, will Drake London have more catches than the rest of the offense combined? I'm gonna go the same angle with you, but I'm going to talk about the targets instead of just the catches. Drake London had 16 targets a week ago. The rest of the offense combined for 15. Do you think that happens again? And do you think it's a good or a bad thing if Drake London continues to get targeted at such a high clip?
Well, I guess the other piece to that would be if he catches 10 of them, then you're okay. But
right.
it's fine to target him, but are we getting completions? Is he racking up 125, 130 yards and receiving and a touchdown? 31 targets last week. I think that Drake and Bijan were targeted 24 of the 31 times, I believe. This is something you and I talked a little bit about this week. So you and I and Bo talked about. I actually asked Michael Penix yesterday about that, and so we'll hear that on the pregame show. You guys will be hosting Bo in San Francisco or out in Santa Clara and you here in Atlanta, but you guys will be hosting that pregame show, and so I do ask Michael about that. I watched him in practice yesterday, Mike. He was throwing the ball to everybody. Everybody caught balls, multiple balls. It's much like the way I used to try to go about it, is try to distribute the ball. Even though the read takes you certain places, just try to go throw the ball to different guys. He was doing that yesterday. Certainly the coverage is going to take him certain places with the football. Getting back to your original question, can you survive with him having that many targets? The only thing that would make that a positive is if he's getting 8 or 9 receptions. Because that means he's probably has 100, 125 yards receiving and probably a touchdown sprinkled in there. I think right. In the real world, you'd like to have more people involved. There's no question about that. I think they want to have more people involved. But, if you're Buffalo and you keep singling him up and he keeps catching it, then why not keep feeding him?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Arch, we were kind of talking about the defense here and the differences in what Saleh is doing and Ulbrich. What is really the other thing for me is the difference in this defense without Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. What are they doing on defense without these guys? Obviously, mainly in the second half without Fred Warner last week, but what are some areas that they think we can take advantage of the defense and what they're showing you?
Well, Saleh is obviously Ulbrich was with Saleh in New York the last couple of years. I know you guys have probably talked about that. And in all honesty, from what I understand, Saleh kind of just let Ulbrich run the defense and really didn't have a lot to do with it. So Saleh has his own way of doing things defensively. When I watch them on tape, they want to play. They've got a very similar version of the cover four that we run in the back end. So that will be familiar to Michael Penix because he's been going against that here with Ulbrich's defense. I think Ulbrich's defense is more pressure oriented than Saleh's is. Based on what I see on tape, I don't see them coming with a ton of blitzes. Now they'll play man and zone coverage. So I think there's a lot of similarities to what they do. Now, as far as Fred Warner being out of the game, there's no way you replace Fred Warner. I know you can go get, I don't know, whoever you want to get. You're not replacing him. He's probably a Hall of Fame linebacker. So he had 131 tackles last year. Dee Winters is going to try to play in that position. Tatum Bethune, a kid that had 4 tackles last year, a 7th-round draft pick out of Florida State. Luke Gifford, a kid they picked up in free agency. This is a kid. He's a 7-year guy, 30-year-old guy that played, was a backup linebacker in Tennessee last year. Those are the D winners, Tatum Bethune and Luke Gifford. And maybe Nick Martin, the rookie linebacker out of Oklahoma State. That's who's trying to replace Fred Warner. That's just not, you're not going to get the same kind of play.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We're talking with former Falcons QB and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer. And there was a note next to Ray McLeod on the did not participate list yesterday, Dave, saying not injury related. I have to ask, have you seen anything at practice that might shed some light, or do you know anything about the situation or what's going on?
Yeah, I probably know a little bit more about it than I and I'm not going to be able to comment on that. I'm going to let the head coach talk about that. It's a very odd situation, I guess is the best way I can put it, and I'm going to let Raheem address the Ray McLeod stuff.
Yeah, that's fair enough, Dave. I think you put it best. I think it's an odd situation, so we'll be waiting to see what kind of comes of that. But I do want to focus back, and we talked about this earlier, Dave. I think you'll agree this could have been a huge moment for Ray McLeod, given the fact that Darnell has been out. You said you saw Darnell moving around yesterday pretty good at practice. Just talk about what a receiver like that with his skill set can do as far as layering the defense and allowing – some of the coverages to kind of become more spaced out.
Yeah, I think that Darnell, the thing that Darnell did last year, Mike, that was so impressive to me is I didn't know a ton about him, so I went back and watched some tape. I know you did as well. And there was so much conversation about his top-end speed, his ability to blow the top off the coverage, all those kind of things. I thought he ran routes with an incredible precision last year, and that was what was so surprising to me early on this year, is that the routes didn't seem to be as crisp when we got a chance to get him in there. And obviously he got hurt that first day of training camp and was out all training camp, and so you expect some rustiness out of him. But he just didn't see the enthusiasm of running the routes and the precision that he did last year. Obviously some of that probably related to the injuries. He had the shoulder injury, and then there was a soft tissue injury that's kept him out. He looked pretty good yesterday from what I could tell running around. Now, again, they had him listed as limited. Doesn't mean he's going to play. That'll be something that obviously the coaching staff has to decide. But he looked pretty lively and good to me. But what he brings is just that he's got a veteran piece to him. He had a really good last season, just short of 1,000 yards. I think that the piece that gets lost about him is his ability to, and he understands coverage and where to get to. I think when you're a younger receiver, Casey Washington, I think, is playing his rear end off. He's done a really good job blocking in the running game. He runs hard. He blows through. Drake's deep in cut he caught last weekend against Buffalo's because Casey's blowing through the safety to open up the hole there. Mm. But there is an idea of, where the holes are and what you need to get to. And I think Casey's still learning some of that stuff. I think he will. But he's still learning that stuff. Darnell brings some of that veteran stuff to him. This is his sixth year in the league. He knows what he can and can't get away with. Casey's probably still trying to figure some of that stuff out. So I think that there's just that veteran piece to it where he understands the game.
Arch, real quick before we go, what have you seen from Jalen Walker's progress as he's come on? It looks like to me he's doing a lot of things that aren't showing up on the stat sheet. But are you seeing that too? I feel like he's really forcing plays from that kind of like hybrid type role that they've got him playing.
Well, I know one thing. There's a guy that returns kickoffs for Buffalo. I hope he doesn't see number 11 again covering a kick. My goodness. I can only imagine as a kickoff return guy, you catch it, you start up the field, and all of a sudden this crease opens up, and that guy is standing in the middle of the hole waiting on you. Jalen Walker, he had a big hit on kickoff return, which is incredible. He's part of their kickoff coverage unit. But, yeah, I think he's continuing to improve, Bo. I think that he's got, 14 tackles? He had four tackles last week, so he's getting more and more involved. It's a little bit like what I was talking about with Casey Washington, and Mike can assess to this too. You know, you can do some things at the college level just because you're just a superior player, you're a superior athlete, whatever, that you can't get away with in the National Football League because the guy across from you is pretty close to the same level you are. And I think that he's trying to figure out, okay, how do I play the edge? How do I secure that area? What kind of moves can I get away with? What are some areas that I can't get into? Because remember, he's an undersized defensive end playing against these guys that are Mike size or bigger than Mike at 6'6", 6'7", 325, 330 pounds. He probably faced that a couple of times last year in the SEC, and maybe only a few of those guys were National Football League level players. So he's still trying to figure out how to play at this level.
Well, Dave, after Monday's win, I know we're also excited to see Sunday's game. Safe travels. We'll talk to you bright and early Monday morning.
Sounds great. Look forward to it. Take care.
Looking forward to it. That's former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
Dave Archer, as Bo rolls his eyes at the analyst comment. I do want to mention we are live from McDonald's in Conyers on Highway 138 today. We're here until 9. If you look at your clock, it's not much longer, so please stop by if you're close. Coming up, we've got one last look at this Falcons 49ers matchup, and we've got a life of squid.
We will get an update on Dylan's bumper. A Major League Baseball pitcher refuses to come out of an ALCS game, and college football program being funded by Saudi Arabia? I don't know. We'll talk about it next. Morning Show, Sports Radio 910 of the Game and
the Odyssey app.
It's called a triple tease.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.